It's to do with them getting a puppy for the Christmas present for this young girl. And just the whole of her face, the way that she started to shine once she knew the gift that she was going to get was what she wanted. And obviously it's only 1 week to go before you can get excited like that. Just 1 week, Christmas Day next week. And hopefully, you know, obviously Helen has already had her present. She's got her fire. I've got my TV. And I wasn't that excited, honestly. But, you know, it is one of those things that when you think about Christmas, you think about people giving. You think about sometimes receiving things that you want to have, i.e. for Helena, she has wanted this fire, this log burner for years. And, you know, it's just now, because we've moved house, we've had the opportunity to buy one. But, you know, she wasn't quite as excited as what you saw on the stage, but she is sitting in front of it, worshipping it. No. but she does like her fire, and she will continue to mention her fire virtually every day. and she gets excited, you know. But, you know, one of the things that, you know, we talk about when we talk about Christmas, there's a little passage in Matthew's Gospel, and it's Matthew chapter 13. And it says in verse 44, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and brought it." When, you know, people think of Christmas, they can think of so many different things. Singing carols, time off, these school teachers who have weeks and weeks off over Christmas. But, you know, we can think of so many different things. Spending time with family. It's great to see my brother-in-law Steve here, and Nicola from Australia, and my mother-in-law from Australia. We'd like to keep them in this country. But I think the sun and the temperature in Brisbane is calling them back. But, you know, we miss them. And, you know, when family come together, you can remember the good times and, you know, the times we went to Centre Parks together and, you know, just had some great fun. I'm afraid he supports Spurs, which, you know, is sad. But, you know, we can really begin to really intercede there and pray that he actually changes to a Tranmere Rovers fan. But, you know, one of the things that, you know, we can remember family. But, you know, when you find something that is of value, something that you consider as precious, then you make sure that you go after that with everything in your being. When I first saw Helena, I pursued her because I liked what I saw. And, you know, I actually saw her on the first day, and I just really, this was back in September 1989. And, you know, I saw her and I went in pursuit of her because she was worth pursuing and she still is worth pursuing. And, you know, one of the things that you do when you are going after something, you keep your focus on that thing, that very thing. You don't lose sight of that. And in these stories that I've just read from Matthew's Gospel, there's two stories where there was it's like a man who found something very precious, like somebody found something in a field. And, you know, they didn't actually own that field, but they made sure that because they wanted to possess the field, they sold everything else so that they could purchase it, so that they could have what was in the field. And, you know, when we think about Christmas as Christians, we think about Jesus Christ and we think of how he came into this earth as a baby. And he lived on this earth for 33 years of his life before he gave that ultimate gift to us, and that was his life. And when we think and when we understand and when God opens our eyes to give us this understanding of who Jesus Christ is, then we as Christians want to pursue him with every ounce of our being, so that he begins to be our focus. And because Jesus is our focus, then we're seeking after him with everything that we have. That's our time, our energy, our effort, our finances. But you know, when God becomes center of our lives, then what happens is that other people around us become a focus too. And, you know, one of the things about Christmas and some of those media clips that we were watching, certainly the first one, we were watching some of the names of giving time to other things than what we want ourselves. We think about others. In that clip, was talking about giving to time to others, thinking of others, giving your time to your family or to somebody who hasn't got as much as we have at this moment in time. And, you know, sometimes it's just right just to ponder. The word ponder, we read that in the scripture in Luke's gospel. And sometimes it's just right to just have a think. Okay, what is Christmas all about? What actually is it all about? Is it about, you know, just pleasing self and getting as much and as many gifts and as many expensive gifts as possible? There's another couple of articles, clips on YouTube about people who have received gifts that they didn't like. And sometimes the tantrums that then come out of these younger people when they don't get what they want. And, you know, at the end of the day, Christmas, yes, I agree, it is about giving and receiving. But sometimes I think it's right to just ponder and think, okay, what is this Christmas all about? And obviously Christmas is Christ, is the first letters of Christmas. And without Christ, the Christmas is not going to be of the same value. In Bethlehem, on Christmas Eve, on Christmas Day, the Arab Christians all come together in Manger Square and they sing carols and they worship Jesus in the way that they worship Jesus in that place, in the Greek Orthodox Church and the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church all come together on Manger Square and worship God in that place. That's in a completely different part of our nation. It's not even in England, you know, which I know is the center of the world to those who are down under. I'm just getting these things in. But, you know, one of the things that we always remember at Christmas, and yes, my family, I love my family. I love spending time with my family, but I understand that the centrality of Jesus Christ in my life and the value that he is worth everything. Everything to me. And when I place him center of my life, I believe that that will then flow from my life to others, where the reality of my love for Helena, for Amy, for Mary, for my family will grow and grow and grow, because that's the important thing. It's not the gifts in and of themselves. Even though I like gifts. I do. I like gifts. Remember, I like gifts. But you know, the precious gift is Jesus Christ. Can you just close your eyes for a minute, please? Because I just want you to, in the scripture, it says, ponder on what is said. Mary pondered on the things that she was seeing concerning Jesus and the things around him at that time. In those scriptures that were read, in Luke's gospel and in Isaiah chapter 9. It was talking about Jesus and his birth that we remember at Christmas. But I just really believe it's right just to ponder in our minds and our hearts at this moment in time. Okay, what do you see as important at this time of year? Is it what can I get out of Christmas? What's right for me? And I can't wait to get that present or this present. Or is it, yeah, I just love my family and it doesn't really matter about the gifts and the presents. It's just like spending time with my family. That's important. But sometimes when we ponder upon life, about what it's all about, what our values are, what we believe our morals are, what's right, wrong, then sometimes we have to understand that there's something sometimes bigger than who we are in this earth. And as Christians, we believe that person is Jesus Christ. And for a moment, I want you to ponder on that. You know, we've sang some carols regarding Jesus and his birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. These words that are describing Jesus Christ, who he is, his birth. And why we Christians believe of why he came to this earth was to give himself as the gift to each one of us. But it's time to ponder at times like this, pondering, thinking, processing. Okay, what is Christmas about? And if you are a Christian here, then it's sometimes times like this where you say, God, I just want to, again, tell you how much you mean to me. The gift of your son, Jesus Christ, has been the most important gift ever in my life. No matter how many birthdays I've had, no matter how many Christmases I've had, no matter how many presents I've had, Father, you have been the best gift ever in my life and continue to be the best gift. And sometimes when we are thinking, when we're pondering these things, it's just sometimes good to again express those things to God. And praying is not something that we have to get heavy about. It's just me communicating with my Father God. It's just talking to him. And so as Christians, if you're here as a Christian this morning, I just want you just to say, God, I just want to thank you for the gift that you have been to me. And you can say some specific things to him too. If you don't know Jesus in the way that I am talking about, then if you are wanting to know a little bit more about who Jesus is and this special gift, then you can speak to Jesus as well and say, Lord, if you're real, if you're out there, then come and make yourself known to me. And I believe that he would do that. And there's people here afterwards, if you want to do that, then there's many people here who would gladly talk a little bit more about this special gift of Jesus Christ. So, Father, I just thank you that we understand that you are the treasure in each one of our lives. And, Father, I thank you for those who have found you. And, Father, in like they've enwrapped you and therefore have found who you are as that person, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, Savior, God with us. And Father, I just thank you that as we move forward into the Christmas season, Father, Lord, that we will take moments to ponder upon who you are and what this season is all about. In Jesus' name, amen.